Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Pendengar sekalian, komunitas pengungsi dan migran Australia menghadapi hambatan signifikan dalam hal mengakses vaksin COVID-19. Itulah kesimpulan dari laporan yang dirilis minggu lalu oleh Red Cross Red Crescent Global Migration Lab. Data baru menunjukkan negara-negara di seluruh dunia mengadopsi kebijakan peluncuran yang semakin inklusif. Namun, para advokat mengatakan lebih banyak yang perlu dilakukan untuk memastikan semua orang terlindung dari virus itu. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Richelle Harrison-Pless.
This line here is for 10:15, 10:30, past the white tent on your left, 10:45, past the white tent on your right.
Sebuah pusat vaksinasi massal di Sydney kewalahan menghadapi antrian orang-orang untuk mendapatkan suntikan. Di tengah peluncuran vaksin Australia yang kurang lancar itu, sebagian besar dari dua komunitas hilang dari kelompok yang memiliki akses ke vaksin COVID-19. Menurut penelitian baru yang diterbitkan oleh Red Cross Red Crescent Global Migration Lab, pengungsi dan migran terus menghadapi hambatan besar untuk mendapatkan imunisasi. Penulis laporan itu, Nicole Hoagland, mengatakan, sementara migran dimasukkan secara nominal, kebijakan dalam kenyataan tidak selalu berarti mendapatkan akses.
Some of the key barriers that were reported included 90% of respondents pointing to limited awareness or information on where and how to get the vaccine. So this was a key barrier for that's being reported from the field for migrants in terms of coming forward. We've also seen in the report, there was a report that there is a hesitancy due to fears of side effects as well among migrant communities, but as well as barriers related to lack of required documentation. And in certain groups of migrants don't necessarily have access to such documents. One of the other interesting areas that has come up has also been related to fears of arrest, detention, or deportation.
Masalah lain termasuk pasokan vaksin yang terbatas dan proses pendaftaran yang rumit. Laporan itu merupakan gambaran global survei masyarakat Red Cross Red Crescent Global yang beroperasi di 52 negara di seluruh dunia. Menurut Vicky Mau, Kepala Program Dukungan Migrasi di Palang Merah Australia, data tersebut mengungkapkan perubahan positif dalam kesetaraan pemberian vaksin.
As a starting point, we've seen significant steps of states, including in Australia, to have a very simple accessibility policy, which is around anyone regardless of visa status can access a free vaccine.
Untuk memastikan respon COVID yang sepenuhnya inklusif, Nicole Hoagland dari Palang Merah Australia mengatakan sangat penting untuk berbicara langsung dengan orang-orang yang bersangkutan.
Of the survey, you know, 87% indicated that they're directly involved in information sharing and awareness raising activities for migrants on where and how to access vaccines. Nearly 80% are supporting migrants to register or attend vaccination appointments where they're facing challenges and barriers. And 70% are involved in direct advocacy with governments and policymakers on the inclusion of migrants. Another number are also working, I think it's around 60% who are working to tackle vaccine hesitancy. So we're really looking at a holistic response.
Organisasi lokal bekerja sama dengan komunitas migran untuk memastikan mereka tidak tertinggal dengan mengidentifikasi dan menanggapi kesenjangan dalam berbagai informasi. Presiden Dewan Komunitas Afrika di Queensland, Penny Ball, mengatakan hingga 95% bahasa Afrika yang digunakan di seluruh negara bagian itu tidak memiliki penerjemah resmi. Itu berarti mayoritas komunitas Afrika di Queensland tidak mendapatkan pelayanan yang selayaknya.
We have to make sure that every single person in the community get the information, regardless of how many people actually speak their language. As long as the people are here in Australia and are here in Queensland, they have the right to get a timely, accurate, and reliable information. So we ended up translating the key messages voluntarily ourselves as community leaders, and we collaborate with one of the local health agencies to help simplify the language that we could translate and disseminate to our grassroots community.
Paul, yang juga merupakan bagian dari inisiatif bersama antara Palang Merah, Refugee Health Network negara bagian itu, dan Culturally Linguistically Diverse COVID-19 Health Engagement Project, Ia mengatakan ini adalah platform penting untuk berbagi frustrasi dari masyarakat, namun juga kesempatan untuk merampingkan dan menyederhanakan pesan untuk menjangkau para pengungsi dan migran.
People are so confused, first of all, in terms of medical advice. So there have been a lot of mixed messages coming from the government and the health officials here and there, and people are confused in terms of age eligibility, for example, and the risk associated with each and every vaccine, and it make it extremely difficult for people to make up their mind as to whether they should go and get vaccinated or not, and what would be the implications.
Vicky Mau dari Palang Merah mengatakan masih banyak pekerjaan yang harus dilakukan, terutama terhadap kelompok yang tidak berdokumen dan populasi lain yang sedang mengungsi.
From a global perspective, we'd point to a range of vulnerable groups, and in this case, this group of migrants, and point to the need for ongoing outreach and support, and to not think the job's done, right? This is the really hard part of it in terms of doing that outreach and accessing some of the most vulnerable populations we have.
Paul mendesak para pembuat keputusan di negara ini untuk menerima informasi yang dibagikan oleh para pemimpin masyarakat. Namun ia mengatakan itu adalah jalan dua arah dalam hal mengatasi pandemi.
We can all learn and improve, and I look at it as a collective responsibility. And as long we are listening to each other, the authorities are listening to the community, to the grassroots communities, and communities are also engaging with the system and with the authorities, I think that's the best thing. So it's not more about who to blame and who's doing what. I think the most important thing is collaborating and improve on whatever mistakes that have been made.
Nah, pendengar, peluncuran vaksin Australia kini semakin bertambah cepat, dan otoritas kesehatan berharap anggota komunitas migran yang lebih sulit dijangkau di negara ini akan terlihat mengantre di pusat vaksinasi massal dan menyingsingkan lengan baju mereka untuk mendapatkan vaksinasi.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.